On the opening pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, the Sifro has a comment which seems to be based on the fact that the word Kedoshim is spelled Chosavov and Kikodesh Ani is spelled Molevov. Because the Sifro comments, Kedoshim Tehiyu Kikodesh Ani. We are Barim Lamokim, so just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are Hetzel Malakim and Barim Lamokim. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaddish, we should also be Kaddish. So the Sifra says, Yochel Kamoni, maybe we should be Kaddish, maybe we should attempt to attain a level of Kedusha like that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamalami, Kaddish Ani, Kedushasi Lemailam B'Kedushaschem. Where did the Sifra, where did the Tanoim and the Sifra see Kedushasi Lemailam B'Kedushaschem? So that's what several Gedolim think, that it's because one is Mali, one is Chaser. There are various drushes in the Gemara that are based, like the Gemara has, during the Baisheni period, there was a big dispute with every 150 years, they made another Paraduma. So there was a big dispute during Baisheni that Tzdukim were giving the Chachamim a hard time. So there's a big dispute whether a person who was Tomei and he went to Mikveh, but he's a Tful Yom, he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, can he participate in Asiyas Parah? Can he be Mazeh? And Adam Tomei. So the pasuk says, "V'he's a hatohar al hatomei." So the Gemara says, "Tohar kol dehu." As long as he's partially tohar. Where did they see tohar kol dehu? The Gemara doesn't explain. So the Mefarshim explain because the word tohar is usually spelled tes hei vav resh. There it's spelled tes hei resh. We believe the Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So that's why the Tanoim will darshan if a word is spelled molei achosem. The Gemara in Ksubis in the fourth parak comments that the word Na'aro in Tanakh is usually spelled Nun Ayin Resh, same as Na'ar, but it's pronounced Na'aro. And once in a long while it's spelled Nun Ayin Resh, hey. So the Gemara has an explanation. Why? If it's Na'aro, Nun Ayin Resh, hey, means Naira Mole. She's really, a Naira is 12 years old. If it's Nun Ayin Resh, then even a Naira Chaser, even a Ktana, is also included. Machlek Zamer and Chachamim, where the Oynes and Mefata only applies to a Nara, even to a Ktana. So we pass that it applies to a Ktana also because of that Drosha. When it's spelled Nun Ayin Resh Hei, it means a Naira Malei. When it says the Naira gets Oynes Misa, then it's spelled Nun Ayin Resh Hei because the Ktana is not included. But the Dinim of Oynes and Mefata apply to Ktana. That's the fundamental difference between the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and that of the other Nevi'im. The other Nevi'im saw Amara, Chazon, Achalom, and then they would say using their own words, their own language, they would give an interpretation of the Chazon. Look at Avdi Moshe, Pel, Pel, Dabba, Baba. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a Amara in a vision that he interprets the vision using his own words. Pel, Pel, Dabba, Baba. It's a direct dictation, word for word and letter for letter. So that's why the Tanoim Darshan, the chilek between Kedoshim and Kodesh, one is Mali, one is Chasem. What does it mean, Yochel Kamoni? What's the Havamina that one should be Kodesh like a Kodesh Baruch and Kamash Malon, that not? So that Reb Shimon Shkop has a famous essay in the Hakdome to his Shari Yosha. There used to be a writer in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think he's still alive. Aaron Seresky. He used to write about Rabbi Baruch Ber and Rabbi Avtali, all the Litvish Balei Musar and the Litvish Rabbanim, the Litvish Rashi Yeshiva. That he put out a whole book on Rabbi Shimon Shkop. So he has a whole chapter explaining what he writes in the Hakdome about this. What does it mean, Yochel Kamoni? He explains Yochel Kamoni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does toivas to others where he gains nothing. Human beings have to be selfish. We can't be altruistic. By the Christians, they preach that everyone should be altruistic to do for others and not to be interested in doing for yourself. So that's what Rab Shimon interprets. Yochel Kamoni, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of human beings that we should be like him. Kedoshim Tiyu, we should do for others in an altruistic way, not to do anything for us. Tamalama, no. Kedushasi l'mayla mikdushaschem. And he interprets that that's what the Mishnah means in Pirkei Avos. Emein ani li, mi li. I have to do for myself. But myself shouldn't just be me. Shani li atzmi. If I'm only going to do for myself, only to be selfish, then mo ani. So me means I do for myself and for my family and for my community and for the whole world. Everybody's an extension of myself, but I have to always do things for myself. Human beings can't be on that level like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he only does for others. A beautiful essay. Then the Torah has the din of Moira Aviyim, the second pasuk. Moira Aviyim. There's a din of Kibud Aviyim and the din of Moira Aviyim. And the Gemara and Kiddush in the end of the first parak explains what is Kibud, what is Moira. It would appear the simple pshat is Kibud doesn't mean respect. Moira means respect. Kibud means service. Manilo, Marchitzo. If your parent needs someone to throw the garbage out, or to go shopping in the store, or to carry some packages or something, or to make some arrangements, that's Kibud Aviyim. And Mora means to have respect for the parents, not to call parents by the first name. A lot of modern people want to always act younger. They want to feel younger. So they want their children to call them by the first names. Also, they should thought that it's not permissible, even if the parents give permission. Even though the parent have a right to be Mochel on the Kovod, but he thought that they can't be Mochel on their Bizoyin. So he apparently thought that that's scandalous. He felt that that's a Bizoyin. To refer to your parents by their first name. A lot of Americans like it like that, though. They want to feel as if they're 25 years younger, as if they're the same age as their children. So that's Moira Aviyim. The Gemara has a lashon that the din of Kibud Aviyim applies mechabda mechai mechabda lachamosa. You have a chi of kavod even after the parents die. What do you mean? But kibud means to give service to the parents, to go shopping for them, to take the garbage down, to make phone calls for them, and so on. How can you give service to the parents lachamosas? So Vechik thought that the Loshon HaGemara's lavdavke doesn't really go on kibud, it goes on moira. That you should be respectful of the parents even after they die. So remember when he was giving the shir, it was a shir for the rabbinic alumni, it wasn't for the students. So one of the rabbanim, that's the Loshon HaGemara, mechab de mechai mechab de lachamosas. So one of the rabbanim saw Gemara Kiddushin that printed on the margin in the Vilna Shas, they have Tesis Riazoken, I think. Some region, probably not the Riazoken. It says Tesis Riazoken. So the rabbi, yes, but in the Riazoken on the side, on the margin, it says Mechab de Mechai, Mechab de Lachamos. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that's what it says in the text of the Gemara. And I'm telling you, I think that it's Lavdavke. The Riazoken just quoting the Gemara. It could be that there is an inyan of Kibud Lachamoso. The Gemara says that within the first Yud Beis Chodesh after the parents die, if the child says over Dvar Torah in the name of a parent, he should say Hareni Kaparas Mishkovai. What does it mean? I accept upon myself any punishments that my parents deserve, so I accept it upon myself. So that, in a certain sense, that's lightening the burden. The parents may be suffering in Gehenna for the averas that they did. So the child, the Zohar says that the child recites Kaddish. The Kaddish is based on the idea, and the Zohar says that if the child recites Kaddish, he's poyted the parents from Gehenna. It says, poyted the parents from Gehenna, shaita upalga, an hour and a half. And there's a passage in the Zohar that the Rishoyim only burn in Gehenna 12 hours a day. So if you say Kaddish 8 times a day, so you pray to the parents, each time you say Kaddish, you pray to the parents for an hour and a half. So an hour and a half times 8 is going to be 12 hours. So that's why some people have the hang-up that they want to say Kaddish whenever they're saying Kaddish. They want to say Kaddish 8 times every day. Make everybody crazy because of that. So in the big Yoredeya, there's a whole siman about reciting Kaddish that they have printed on the margin, on the page. The Rav Chaim Vital said that that's a mistake. That when the Zohar says he put the parents from Gehenna, Shaito Paga, does mean an hour and a half. That's a certain chamber in Gehenna. That's called Shaito Paga. Say once a day, Kaddish also. It's enough. You don't have to say 8 times a day. Make everybody crazy. Anyway, but when the child says Kaddish, he's lightening the suffering of the parents. Or when the child says, Hareni Kaparis Mishkova, I accept upon myself any punishment that's due to the parents. He's lightening the burden on the parents. And maybe that's Taka Kibud. Maybe we should take the Gemara literally. Mechabda, mechai, mechabda, lahamosa. There's a din of Kibud to give service to the parents, to lighten their suffering in Gehenna. The Gemara says that the maximum somebody suffers in Gehenna is Yid Beis Chodesh. The Gemara says, Mishpat Rishon de Gehenna is Yid Beis Chodesh. Dora Mabel, the Gemara says, was suffered for Yid Beis Chodesh. The Gemara says, the Mishpat Mitzrayim, the Esa Makas, till Makas Pcheres, was spread out over 12 months. That's the maximum HaKadosh Baruch ever punishes anybody, alive or dead, is Yud Beis Chodesh. That's why the minig is that one only says Kaddish the first 11 months. You say Kaddish for 12 months, you're demonstrating as if you think your parents are going to suffer in Gehenna to the maximum. So the minig is that if it's a child saying Kaddish for a parent, he only says for 11 months. If it's a stranger, let's say the person died, left no children, and it's a stranger saying Kaddish, then they say you should say Kaddish for 12 months. Why should only say for 11 months? But if it's a child, that's a violation of Kibbutz, to imply as if the parents need the Kaddish for the full 12 months. I didn't think that my parents were going to go to Gehenna, so I wasn't so crazy about saying Kaddish. When I traveled to Eretz Yisrael during the year of my Avelus, when my mother died, when my father died, so I didn't make everybody crazy on the plane to make a minyan and always insisting on a daven for Anamid. My parents were not going to suffer so much in Gehenna. Anyway, that's a din of Kibbutz Aviyim and Mora Aviyim. Al Tifnu Elhu Elilim. We're not permitted to display any interest in any other religion. You're not allowed to take a course in comparative religion. You're not allowed to go visit a church in order to see what they believe in or to look at religious paintings. The Jews know more about the Christian religion than a lot of Galochim know. The Galochim don't know as much as we know. We know too much about other avodas zaras. Al tifnu el elilim. God is a jealous God. Kel kanu Hashem is a jealous God. So sometimes you have a couple who are married, and either the husband is jealous, he doesn't want his wife to talk to any other men, or the wife is a jealous lover, she doesn't want the husband to talk to any other women. So our God is kel kanu. He's a jealous God. He doesn't want us to display any interest in any avodas zara at all. Here in Fort Tryon Park, they have the cloisters. They moved over a church, I think, from Spain, brick by brick, and they built it back again over here. So people visit the cloisters in order to see. People go touring in Europe, and they visit the churches in order to see what churches are like. That's exactly what you're not allowed to do. One of the older mismachim, he's at least 10 years older than me, but I remember him. He was in Rabbi Soloveitchik's shir the same time I was learning in yeshiva. So I remember him from the base medrash. So he said when he got married, so his parents, he's from a wealthy family, and he married a girl from a wealthy family. So his honeymoon was that he traveled with his wife in Europe. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik about visiting churches. Rav Soloveitchik said, if you don't visit a church, what is the whole traveling in Europe worth? But you're not allowed to visit a church. That's the din. Al tifnu el elilim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to look at religious paintings. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos. So that's why it's quoted in Hilchah Shabbos, because in the Gemara it appears in Masechah Shabbos. But it really belongs in Hilchah Avodah Zarah. It doesn't belong in Hilchah Shabbos. Not to display any interest in any Avodah Zarah. The Beis Din has to know whether a person is Chayiv Misa or not for worshipping Avodah Zarah. So the Beis Din has to study up on the Avodah Zarah to find out what's an Avodah and what's just a minig. You're not chayiv misa for practicing a minik that they do. You're chayiv misa for doing an avoida to avoida zar, if it's a form of service to the avoida zar. Or if, let's say, rabbanim sometimes have to meet with ministers of other religions. They have to read a little bit from the Gospels in order to know how to speak to the non-Jewish galochim. I'm not in the practicing rabbinate, so I never meet with any galochim, so I don't have to read the gospel. But those rabbanim who do have to meet with them, so the Gemara says, "Atalomid lahobin alahoris." If you have to pass kunshadas, you have to carry on an intelligent conversation with a galoch. So you have no choice. You're allowed to read the gospels, but otherwise you're not allowed to. Not allowed to study the gospels. The Torah says that if you bring a korban shlamim, it's a kachim kalim, so it's nechel shnei yamim, v'layla echod. So the the Ravid, in his commentary on the Torah's Kohanim, as well as the Baal Hamor and Psochem, they both write an interesting idea that Lachatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus, is really to eat the whole shlamim in one day, yom v'layla. By kochim halala halachachra yom. So if you bring a shlamim, let's say 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can eat it today and tonight, and you should really finish it by tonight, like a chatos, like an oshem, yom v'layla. But if you have leftover, so then you're still permitted to eat it the second day, also up until shkia. Shnei yamim v'layla echad. But lachatchila they both say you should really finish eating the shlamim the first day. The simple reading of the pasuk sounds like Himeyochal Yeyochal b'yom hashlishi pigul hu lo yirotze. If you have a shlamim and you're left over, today is Thursday. Thursday night and Friday. If you eat the shlamim on the third day, on Shabbos, then it becomes pigul. So the Gemara says, how can that be? It was already a kosher requirement. It becomes pigul because he eats it on the third day. So the Gemara understands that doesn't mean that. Himeyochal Yeyochal. Yom HaShlishi means you had machsheves pigul at the time of shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zirki, how you plan to leave it over till the third day. But if you happen to leave it over, that does make the korban pasul. The korban was kosher. Whatever is already on the third day, that's noiser. Whatever you left over is noiser. But it only becomes pigul if there was a machsheves pigul from the very outset. What do you mean a machsheves pigul? So that's a machloikis and taisvis and quite a few mesichtis and zvokim and menachas and psochim. And in Bab Metzia and Kiddushin, a lot of Mesichtis, Machshava's people means Machshava, just thinking, and Machshava means Dibur, that you have to say. So the Rosh raises the question when you have to write a get Lishmo, or you have to tie tzitzis Lishmo, whenever there's a requirement for Lishmo, you write a Sefer Torah Lishmo. According to Bishama, you have to construct a Sukkah Lishmo. So whenever you have to do something Lishmo, is Machshava's Lishmo enough if you had it in mind, or you have to have dibur? So the Rosh suggests that maybe it depends on the 2 days that Tosfos had regarding pigul, machsheves pigul. When machsheves pigul means dibur, machsheves pigul means machshava. The Mishnah Brura is machmir, very much machmir. He says by tzitzis there's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam where they need lishma when you tie the chutim on the beged. The Gemara never talks about it. The Gemara talks about Lishmoa taking the wool and converting it into strings. The converting the wool into strings has to be done Lishmoa. So Tosfos holds Asiyas HaTzitzit has to be Lishmoa even that far back. When you shear the wool off from the back of the sheep, you don't need Lishmoa. A goy can shear it off. And when you take the wool and convert it into strings that you're going to use for tzitzit, that the beginning of Asiyas HaTzitzit, tying it onto the beged, that for sure is Asiyas HaTzitzit, that certainly needs Lishmoa. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam understood no. The Gemara just says you need Lishma for converting the wool into thread, into string. But taking the string and tying it onto the beggar, the Rambam holds you don't need Lishma. If a goy ties it onto the beggar, the Gemara said that's no good because the pasuk Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'matalem v'osu. B'nei Yisrael v'osu v'loi u'mesoilem v'osu. If a nochri ties it onto the beggar, it's not kosher. But so the Rambam is that's a pasuk. But if a cotton is a la bardas, cotton can't create lishma either. If a cotton ties on, he's Jewish. So the Rambam holds that that's not a problem. So the Mishnah Brura is machmir, like Tosfos, and is machmir that you need amira. And if the adult didn't say that he's tying the chutim onto the beggar lishma, he wants the pasul b'diavad. So the other poskim, when the Mishnah Brura was published, it has on the first page, he has haskamas from different rabbanim. So one of the prominent rabbanim in that generation, who were known, the Chofetz Chaim was not well known yet when he had the project to put out the Mishnah Brura. So one of the other rabbanim wrote in his Shalosh HaTshuvos, he didn't have a Mishnah Brura, he gave a haskama on the Mishnah Brura. So he writes in his Sefer that nobody in his wildest mind would ever say such a thing. That if you tie the chutim on the beg and you didn't say you're tying it to shma, that is going to be posel. He thinks that it's not right. But he gave the haskama to the Mishnah Brura. Now everybody reads the Mishnah Brura. They don't read his truth. So the Mishnah Brura is machmana, that you need amira. Then the Torah has a din of peya. every soda has to have peya. If you have two fields and you have a river separating, you have a derech, a shvil haram, a shvil hayochid. So we learned the Gemara in Cheskes Habatim that you mechuyev to be mafshir two different peyas there. Matan saniyim, you have to give matan saniyim. The solim pula socher itcha ad boiker. There's special dinim for schiras payalim. One of the special dinim is Tosis quotes Rabbi and Tam Hayirog Alama Gimel dinim. There are three dinim. So one of the dinim is at schiras payalim. Let's say the fella did work for me. He worked the whole day, and then I don't have any cash, so I want to give him some furniture. I have furniture. I owe him $1,000. Let's say for the work that he did the whole day long. Instead of giving him a check or giving him a cash, I'm going to give him svarim, I'm going to give him furniture, I'm going to give him clothing that I have that's equal in value to $1,000. So the Rabbi Natam says, based on Gemara, he can't do that. He can assist, he wants dafka cash. By other chiyuvim, by halvor, lechatrila, we assume zuzi yoyb, zuzi shokel. Since he lent the money, the ikar chiyuv is to pay back money. So if he lent me by check, so the ikar chiyuv is to pay back by check. Let's say if a dentist lent another dentist 5 ounces of silver that they sometimes use to fill teeth, then the ikar chiyuv is to give back silver. If a farmer lent another farmer 20 bushels of potatoes, so the ikar chiyuv is to pay back 20 bushels of potatoes. But the Rabbanan, there's a whole din that you're not allowed to do that. That's a isur saw of the saw. Because when he lends me 20 bushels of potatoes, it could be that each bushel sells for $0.50. And then by the time I'm going to give it back, it could be now it sells for $1 a bushel. So it will come out that in a certain sense, I'm giving him ribis. Strictly speaking, not ribis. Strictly speaking, he lent me 20 bushels of potatoes. I'm going to give him back 20 bushels of potatoes. That is the din. But with the Rabbanan, because maybe by the time I'll give back the saw, the bushel of potatoes will be worth more. So it looks like ribis. So you're not allowed to do that. But minatar, that's the ikar chiyuv. So by Alvoa, if he lent me money, if I have cash, I'm going to give him back cash. If I don't have cash, I can pay it back with any metaltalim that I have. And any metaltalim that I give him is considered idis. But if I don't have metaltalim to give, I'm going to pay him back with karka. I borrowed $1 million from him and I want to pay him back with karka. Then Menatori, you can pay him back with his iburis. But Mr. Rabbanan, they said you can't pay him back with ziburis. You have to give either meitav, idis, or beninis. When atar dina b'ziburis, with the rabbanon, you have to give at least beninis. But pula socher, that's the din. You have to pay dafke kesh. The omer titan schar is only a din by ischiras poyalim. Tosis has in Kiddushin the first parak also. Tosis interprets pshat and gemara. Could be that shibura de rab nosen doesn't apply to ischiras poyalim. Let's say somebody owes me $1,000 for schiras poilim, and I owe $1,000 to someone else because I'm an adam amazik. So do you say that that the fellow whom I owe the $1,000 to has a right to go collect $1,000 from my employer? So Tosis interprets the Gemara that shibura de abnasin doesn't apply by schiras poilim. It's a special din. He has to give me the schiras poilim, and I'm not mechuyev to give it away to anybody else. Chiras poilim, because the pasuk describes later in Chumash, Elovun Oseyas Naso. Nafsho, people sometimes put their lives in danger. You're not allowed to really put your life in danger, 50-50, Safik Sakana. You're not allowed to do that, even for Parnasa. But a slight danger, let's say 20% Sakana. So strictly speaking, it depends whether you're nervous or not, because it's nowhere near 50-50. It's not really called the Safik Sakana. But so we would always recommend people should be careful not to do that, but people do that. People will put their lives in a slight sakana for the purpose of parnasa. So that's why the Torah says there's special dinim regarding schiras poilim. Beyom atit nischar, and you have to dafke pay cash. You can't stick them with shavah kesef. So this seder has a solem pulasachar itcha beker. There's a din of lina. Beyom atit nischar means you have to pay before the shkia. And if you don't pay before the shkia, lasol and halana means till the next morning. Let's say I already came, the fellow did the work for me today, and I don't pay him the money till tomorrow morning. So I'm a violation of lasol and pulasachar. That's halona. Like halona is hameis. L'sol in nivlas al ha'eitz. And what if I wait another day? Not only did I not pay him before tomorrow morning, alos ha'shachar, I don't pay him till the next morning, alos ha'shachar. Am I in violation the second time of l'sol? So the Gemara says, no, l'sol for l'sol is only the first time you violate it, then it doesn't accumulate. It's not an additional isa. By alona sameis, that's a discussion in Achreinim, the Mefarshim on that Gemara in Sanhedrin. If you mail in a maize, helinei lechvodo, he left over the maize in order to get more people to attend the funeral. So really, everyone will attend if you wait one day. Instead of waiting one day, he decides to wait 2 days. So that's a discussion in Achreinim. Should I say that it's the same as l'sol and pulasotcha, only the first halona? And once you did the first halona, there's no more violation of solon, or not? If ne'iver l'sitei michshol, if ne'iver l'sitei michshol, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, that's pshuto shel mikra. And then the Torah Shabbat Peh, we have a tradition that means you're not allowed to be machshol a person in an aver. The Gemara says in the beginning of Chulin that the kusim didn't hold from that din. The kusim, they would have tray for food, they would feed it to other people. Whatever he doesn't know won't hurt him. That was their attitude. So if a kusi is very religious, as religious as he is, you can't eat the food that he gives you, because they didn't believe in lifnei iver. How come they didn't believe in lifnei iver? So pashtus is there such a din that whatever the guy doesn't know won't hurt him? So usually that is the din of misasek. Misasek means a person didn't realize at all what he's doing. Let's say a person opens up the door to the bathroom on Shabbos and the light goes on. He didn't realize that by opening up the door, the light goes on. So that's called misasek. When a person is mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, has to bring a korban chatas. So b'shogeg means he didn't know that today Shabbos, his watch stopped or his watch whatever, too fast. He thought it was already Shabbos was over and still an hour before Shkia. So either he didn't realize today Shabbos or he didn't know that this is forbidden. What if he knows all the dinim? He knows that today Shabbos, he knows what's forbidden. He didn't know that opening up the door turns on the light, opens up the refrigerator door and the light goes on. So that's called misasek. So the Rambam's opinion seems to be, both in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Krisis as well as in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam seems to hold that misasek is only a din in Shabbos. Melech machsheva sasoter prat lemisasek. Misasek is only, it doesn't count on Shabbos. And since it's a lack of melech machsheva, it means that it had to gomer, not just that you're not chayv achatos. It's not even called an avera. Misasek is not called an avera. But Tosfos holds not like the Rambam. Tosfos holds the Pirush. There are two dinim in misasek. One din in Shabbos that is not called an aveir at all. Then there's a din called a tarakula that misasek is potam in achatos. Because the Mishnah increases, quotes the Tana Rabbi Yeshua as saying, Oho de lov chatos ashechota bo, in Parshas Vayikra, when the person realizes that he did an aveir b'shogeg, the nature of the aveir is such that if he would have done the aveir b'mezik, would have been chayv kor, so he violated the aveir b'shogeg, there's chayv to bring a chatos. So Rabbi Yeshua comments in the Mishnah, Shechot Abro, Prat Lemisasek. It's not, the Pesuk is not talking about Shabbos, it's talking about Chatos in general. So Tosfos understood that there are two dinim in Misasek, and one dinim, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Misasek v'Shabbos, Potem Alechaz Machshev v'Sasra Torah. And Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah that Misasek is Potter from Chatos, sounds like it's a dinim called a Tarakula. So Tosfos says, there's a din in Shabbos, and Shabbos is more kal than kol ha-tarkulam. Let's say on Shabbos, the fellow, it's dark outside on Friday night, and he goes outside, they finish the eating inside, but in the dining room, he goes outside to pull off some apples from the tree, to give apples to all the guests. Then he pulls off the fruits, it's so dark, he comes into the house, he realizes he pulled off the pears. He didn't pull off the apples. He really wanted to pull off apples. So he wanted to do a malach, and he did a malach, exactly the same malach that he planned, but it was a mistake. So the Gemara says that you're not chayiv chatos because it's misasek. Let's say the fellow wants to shech the korban outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, and he does know that there's a din of shchut echutz. So he's shechting the korban, and he thought he's shechting an oil. It turns out that he's shechting the shlomim. It's going to be the same. He's going to be chayiv chatos. That's not called misasek and kol ha-tarkula. Sasan kala terkula. He shecht and got carbon outside the base. He didn't realize that it's a carbon. He thought it was behemas chulin. So Tosha said there's a dinim misasek on Shabbos, lachs mal Shabbos, and there's a dinim misasek and kala terkula. What do you need the din of Shabbos? What's added on? Even if he thought it's apples, it turns out to be pears. So in kala terkula, that wouldn't be called misasek, but in Shabbos it is. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that, Tosha. It was a stunning discovery. Rav Shach writes, he never realized that till one of his Talmidim pointed it out to him. It's the Rambam Meferish. He quotes Shmuel Deutsch. Shmuel Deutsch, a prominent, now he's an old Ben. He's around my age. His first wife was the daughter of Rabbi Gerelich. He used to teach over here. So Rav Shach quotes in the Sefer, his Talmud Shmuel Deutsch showed him that the Rambam is Beferish, both in Mishnah Torah and in the Pirush HaMishnah is Beferish, that the Dinah Misasik is only in Shabbos, doesn't apply to Kola Terkula. But apparently the Kusim felt that there's a Dinah Misasik like Tosa in Kola Terkula. So if I give you non-kosher food and you don't realize, I give you an Avela. That's the opening Mishnah Chulan. I give you an Avela to eat and I don't tell you it's an Avela. So you thought it was kosher. I tell you that it's kosher. So since it's Misasek, so Misasek is not an Aveira at all. So I'm not in violation of Lifnei Iver. Why is it wrong? It's a good cheshmen. So the Gemara says it's wrong because Misasek b'chalav ma'arayis chayv shekein ne'ene. By Macholas Asuris and Bias Asuris, the Ptur of Misasek doesn't apply. The simple reading of the Gemara, Misasek b'chalav ma'arayis, only by Bias Asuris and Macholas Asuris shekein ne'ene. But in Kol HaTarkula, let's say in Shchut Techutz, if the person shechts a carbon chutz lebeis hamigdash, and he didn't realize that it was a carbon. He thought it was behemas chulin. So it sounds from the Gemara that there is a ptura misasek in kol atarkula, like Tosus, not like the Rambam. Only chalav marayis chayiv shekein nehena. That's an exception to the rule. But in shchut echutz with no shekein nehena, then misasek will be potter. So what does the Rambam do with that Gemara? That's a problem. The Rambam somehow understood misasek b'chalav marayis. Chalav marayis means kol atarkula aside from Shabbos. Why does it say Shekein Nehenah? According to the Rambam, it's problematic. Anyway, so that's the Kusim felt that there's no din of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. They held the Pasuk only goes on putting a stumbling block in front of a blind man. But if I fool a person into believing that this is kosher food and I get him to eat it, they didn't hold that that's Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. We hold that that too is included. Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol, that's awesome. Tosis in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, on the last daf in the first parak, the last Omer Aleph in the first parak in Avodah Zarah has 2 days. The Gemara says if you rent a farm to a kusi in anywhere in the world, you're in violation of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol because the kusim don't believe in Malachas Chalamoy. The kusim are gonna plant in the farm, depending what season it is. Sukkot is not a time to plant, it's cold, but Pesach time is a time to plant things. Chodesh Aviv. So if I rent a farm to a kusi, whether Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Lartz, I'm in violation of an evil Lissite Mishal because he's going to do Malacha and Chalamoid. So Tosus says, it would appear from the Gemara that Malachas Chalamoid is an Issa deraisa. If it's only an Issa derabbanan, is there a din of Lifnei Iver and Isurim derabbanan? How can you say Lifnei Iver and an Issa derabbanan? So you see a raif in the Gemara, it must be that Malachas Chalamoid is the reis. Then Tosha says, maybe our assumption is not true. Maybe Malachas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanon, and there is a din of Lifnei Iver, and Aver is the Rabbanon also. So the way Tosha presents it, it's either one or the other. It's either Malachas Chalamoid is the reis, or Lifnei Iver even applies to Aver is the Rabbanon. In Shulchan Aruch, Malachas Chalamoid is a machlokes is the Machaber de Ramo. Whether the prohibition against doing malacha b'chalamoid is that an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan? What's a big nafkemin? Mechaber writes that malachas chalamoid is only derabbanan. The Rambam paskins malachas chalamoid is deraisa. It's the first sif in ilchas chalamoid. Machlokes the mechaber derabbanan. So Rabbi Kivege writes over there, what's a nafkemin halacha lamaisa? Whatever is also chalamoid is also the nasechas moed katan is all about chalamoid. So the Rabbi Kivege points out. Then afkamin al halacha is what if you do if you have an ibayd de loiv shita in the Gemara? A teku. So a teku on a din deraisa, a sofik deraisa lechum, a teku on a din derabbanan, a sofik derabbanan lekulam. So the Gemara has a few tekus in Masechus Moed Katan, and the Mechaber de Ramah, the Shitasam, Chaba holds that Malachas Chalmoed is only the Rabbanan, so he's Mekel on the Tekus, on the Sveka de Dina in the Gemara about Malachas Chalmoed. And the Ramah is Machmer on the Sveka de Dina, Malachas Chalmoed, the Ramah is Machmer. The Minhas Chinuch raises a famous question. Let's say I mislead a person into eating something that's only basa b'chol of the Rabbanan. Am I in violation of lifnei iver deraisa or only lifnei iver derabbanan? The olav er is only with the rabbanan. Let's say I have chicken that was fried with milk, with butter. He can't tell. The one who's eating, he can't tell. Fried? It tastes like fried chicken. He doesn't know what it's supposed to taste like. I fool the person into believing it, I tell him that it's kosher. So the Minchas Chinuch raises, Minchas Chinuch and others raise the possibility that it could well be that I'm in violation, even though he's only a violation of an aver de rabbanans, it's only basa b'chol de rabbanan. It could be that my violation of lifneiva is a violation deraisa. That's an interesting idea. It means if he's doing the aver b'shegek, so then my violation is deraisa. But the Gemara says lifneiva l'sik t'michshel even applies if the fellow's doing the aver b'mezit. The nazir walks into the liquor shop with the long hair, and it's obvious that the guy is a nazir. And he says he wants to buy a bottle of wine. He's going to drink wine. So he knows he's a nazir, and he knows a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, and he wants to do it anyway. So there's still the din of lifteiva l'sitei michshel. So that din, that's questionable. If it's only a basa b'chol of the rabbanan, and he knows that it's treif, and he wants to buy it in the store, and he wants me to sell it to him, so is that going to be a lifteiva deraisa? Probably not. Lifneiva deraisa and aver derabbanan, if the one is doing the aver, is doing it b'shegek. If he would have realized that it's treif, he wouldn't have wanted to eat it. It's like an eitz sheina hugenis. I encourage him to do something that's an aver derabbanan. So it's at least an eitz sheina hugenis. That could be a lifneiva deraisa. Los ikala cheresh means you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person who doesn't take it out, he doesn't hear. Say so he didn't. I didn't aggravate him. So nonetheless, the Torah said, "Look, you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person. Of course, you're not allowed to curse anyone." So there is an interesting point in Sefer Mitzvos La Rambam. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvos is patterned after the Bahag. The Halachas Gedolos was written in the days of the Gaon, and it's a Sefer Mitzvos. So the Rambam basically took the Bahag and he touched it up a little bit here and there. He disagrees seriously with the Bahag, but basically the work was done, most of the work was done already by the Halachas Gedolos. So the Bahag counts the din of Loisinov. One is not allowed to have an affair with a married woman. He counts it as three lavim. It's only one pasuk in the Chumash, counts it as three lavim because there are three different onshim. If the Eish HaSish HaZinsa is a Nara HaMarasa, then the Oynish is Skilo. If she's an Asua, then the Oynish is Chenek. And if she's a Bas Kohen Shazin, so then the Oynish for her is going to be Sreifa. So because there are three different Onshim, so the Baha counts it as three different Lavim of Lasinov. And the Rambam said, that's ridiculous. There's one Pasuk Lasinov, it's one Avera. What's the difference if it has three punishments, or one punishment, or two punishments? It's only one Lav. So the Ramban asked, and the Mishlam Melech asked, that the Rambam has four Lavim where he counts it twice. One of them is Lasikal Lacherish, and another three. So the Mefarshim defend the Rambam. They explain why the Rambam didn't violate his own klolim. But that's also Kal Cheresh is the source for the prohibition not to curse. Shalol Kalel Odom B'Yisrael. If he curse a Dayun or a Smicha, that's an added love. Elohim Loisik Kalel. Like it says in Parshat Mishpatim, Nikar Bal Basal Hu Elohim. Yiloshin Chol means to the Dayun who has Smicha. Ashin Elohim, Ishalim Shnaim Lerei, Elohim Eloshen Chon means the Dayan who have Smicha. So Elohim Loisik Kalel, if you curse a Jew who has Smicha, there's a double lav. There's a lav Loisik Kalel Cheresh, and there's a lav Elohim Loisik Kalel. And if you curse the Melech of the Rosh HaSanhedrin, then you're a violation of Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'or. Nasi includes both the Rosh HaSanhedrin as well as the Melech. So the Rambam writes, he's quoting Braisa, the Rambam quotes, he says, if a person curses his own father, and his father happens to have smicha, and his father is the melech, his father is the Rosh HaSanhedrin, so he's in violation of four averis. He's mekalal cheresh, not to curse the Adam Yisrael, the curse of father is a separate lav. The Rambam counts it as a separate lav, not the curse of Dayan, Elohim Lasikala, and Nasi Biamcha Loisor. He's the Melech of the Rosh Hashanhedrin. The Rambam says he gets four times Malkus. That's problematic. How can he get four times Malkus? The Malkus from Mekala Lova V'imoy. Mekala Lova V'imoy usually gets Misa. So what if the person was Mekala Lova V'imoy, but his friends didn't want to give him, their friends are friendly with him, they don't want to give him the death penalty. So they say, don't be Mechal Shabbos, don't worship Abed Zora, don't curse your parents, because we're going to give you Malkus. They don't want to give him Misa, they're friendly with him, but they want him, don't do this Avera, it's a pasuk in the Torah, we're going to give you Malkus. So that's called the Lap Shanit and Lasaras Mises Bedin. So there's a Machloikis, the first daf and the third perik in Malkus. Elohein Aloikin, the third perik lists off all the people that get Malkus. There are Shin Samachei Lavim, 365. There are Ramach Mitzvah and Shasah Mitzvah Lesese. From the 365 Lavim, how many of them get a punishment of Malkus? So the Rambam says, Reish Zayin. Zar Begematria, 209. From the 365 Lavim, 209 get Malkus. So that you don't get, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, you never get Malkus for an Averi which sometimes has Misa. Mechal Shabbos gets Misa. So even if his friends want him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, going to give you Malkus, because they like him, they don't want to give him Misa, he doesn't get Malkus. He doesn't get Misa because he didn't give him Hasrotha Misa. He doesn't get Malkus because that Lav is from the Yisur Machamurim that gets Misa. So this Rambam is problematic. The Rambam is quoting a brice over here that one who curses his father, who happens to be a samuch, happens to be the melech, he gets four times malchus. How does he get malchus from mekalalavimai? It's a lapshenit l'nasaros misid bezin. The brice goes like Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva there on the first daf and the third perik in Malkus. He holds that a lapshenit l'nasaros misid bezin is like mol, but we don't pass on like that. That's a problem. Why the Rambam quoted that brisa that Shaloi Kedin. The psukim and kedoshim switch from Adam ben Adam Lamokam ben Adam Lachaverim. Just unfortunately, there are people who only are observed in ben Adam Lamokam ben Adam Lachaverim. They don't care about. The Gemara talks about that. Migadachoshed Amamaina Lachoshed Ashvuas. The guy will steal. He'll cheat in business. He'll steal from the other people, but he won't swear falsely. Because when you swear to God, and you swear by God, that's Ben Adam Lamokam. So the Gemara says, Mide, the Choshed Amamayna, Le Choshed HaShvuas. A lot of people are Hashudim, they violate Ben Adam Lachavei, right? They Mizalzalam Ben Adam Lachavei, but they wouldn't mess around with Ben Adam Lamokam. Other people are the reverse, that they're very respectful of human beings, the five Torahs. So a human being has infinite value. So you can't humanistic attitudes, and you can't be mezalz on the kavod abris. But the Rabbanu Shlom, he's an easygoing guy. He doesn't care. What does he care what I do? So they're only careful about ben adam lachaver, not about ben adam lamakom. It's a parshas kedoshim. Every other pasuk goes back and forth. Ben adam lachaver, ben adam lamakom. You have to observe both. Remember when I was a student in high school, we learned the second year of high school, we learned perek merube and achoivel, the two prokem and bava kama. The seventh and the eighth prokem of Bava Kama. So the one Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that a suma is patami boshes. A suma who is mevayish somebody else doesn't have to pay boshes based on a pasuk. Then there are three versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. So the first version is he says suma patami na boshes. Next version is he says not only patami boshes, suma is patami from misa, malkas, golus, and boshes. From the chamisha dvarim. A chovel b'chaver pays chamisha dvarim nezik tzar yipush eves boshes. A boshes is an onesh. The other three are not onshim. Boshes is an onesh. So the suma is not only pata from the onesh of boshes. That's why let's say nezik tzar yipush eves he pay beim shogig beim mezid. But boshes you only pay if there was some degree of mezid either niskayim leva either niskavein levayesh or at least niskayivein lachbol b'chavera. But if he had no kavanas, no negative kavanas, it was a shtickle accident, then you pay nezik tzari poshevis, but you don't pay boshes, because boshes is an onesh. So the second version of Rabbi Yehuda is not only sumas patami boshes, pata from all onshin, pata from misa, malkas, golos, and from boshes. And the third version is Rabbi Yehuda holds that sumas patami kol ha-mitzvahs, not chayv to observe any mitzvahs. So where did that come from? So I remember the Rebbe pointed out, the Gemara has a drasha, the Jewish religion begins with Ben Adam Lachaveiros. Whoever is obligated to observe all the mitzvahs, Ben Adam Lachaveiros, is also obligated to observe Ben Adam Lamokim. But the Summa, we have the Psukim, that the Summa is Potter from all Dini Momin, is not Chayv to pay any, not only Potter from Boshes, Potter from any Din, Ben Adam Lachaveiros. So Memele, he's Potter from all the mitzvahs. Remember the Rebbe brought that out. That the Gemara quotes a pasuk that the Jewish, the obligation of mitzvahs and the Jewish people has to begin with Ben Adam Lachaveiros. And then from that stems that Ben Adam Lamokims as well. So the psukim switch back and forth. Then the Torah has dinim for the judges, Lasasa Oval Ba Mishpat. When you're judging a Torah, you have to judge fairly. Lasisa Pnei Dal, you shouldn't favor the poor man. You should say the whole Torah is about $5. And he's a wealthy man, and he's a poor man, to let him give him the five lousy dollars already. He has to give tzedakah. What does he make and hold in Torah? The rich man wants the poor man to pay him the $5. So I'll paskin in favor of the poor man. Let the rich man give tzedakah. You're not allowed to do that. Loisisa p'nei dal. You're not allowed to favor the poor man because ben kovako, he has to give tzedakah. You have to paskin whatever the din is. If the rich man is right, then the din Torah, you paskin in favor of the rich man. And then you can recommend to him. He's a poor man, so don't give him a break. Have rachmanis on him. But that shouldn't be, the psak should not be based on that. The psak has to be whatever the din is. And then it says, well, I said that p'nei godol, in that letter paskin, let's say that there's a deter between a rabbi and a balabas. So how can I humiliate the rabbi? So the Torah says, well, I said that p'nei godol, you shouldn't favor, you shouldn't be mechabed the Adam Chashuv and the Dintar, but Tzarek Tishpat HaMisecha, you have to pass on whatever is the correct Psak. Laseda Pnei Godol. I remember we once had, years ago, we had a Dintara between a rabbi and the Balabatim in the school. So they came here for Dintara on a Sunday afternoon, and we favored the Balabatim. We passed in favor of the Balabatim. And the Balabatim were stunned. They thought for sure that the the rabbis will certainly favor the rabbi. We didn't favor the rabbi. So I met up with one of the Balabatim 20 years later in Florida. I was in Florida speaking on behalf of some tzedakah organization. And then there was a kiddush on Shabbos after davening in a certain shul. And one of the people by the kiddush was from upstate New York, where this yeshiva was, with his day scores, and said, he still can't believe it, that the Beis Din of NYU favored the Balabatim. We didn't favor that. We gave a psak, whatever the psak wants. So this is famous. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a few tshuvas. The Beis HaLevi has in the end of the Beis HaLevi is tshuvas by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's father. Beis HaLevi was a Rav in Brisk also, before Rav Chaim. So the Beis HaLevi has three volumes of tshuvas. At the end of the first volume, he has a few tshuvas by Rav Chaim Volozhiner. They were the Soloveitchiks were descendants from the Beis HaRav, from the family of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So there's a collection, there's a bigger collection of tshuvas Rav Chaim Volozhiner. It's called Chuta Meshulosh. It has tshuvas by Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Then it has by two sons-in-law of his, by Rav Lezer Ritche, Rav Lezer Yitzchak, and Rav Hillel, who were sons-in-law of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. They were Rosh Yeshiva and Volozhiner. So most people only read, if they read anything at all, most people only read the tshuvas of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So in one of the tshuvas he writes that the Vilna Gaon told him that when you have a shaila, you have to be mevarer from the Gemara what the din is, and if you work out the Gemara, and according to your understanding, the din should be one way, then you look in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaba Paskin is not so, you're not allowed to Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, you'll be in violation of La Seda Pnei Godol. If you're convinced that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong and you pass him based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch and you know that it's against the Gemara, that's a violation. The said the Bnei Gavir being Mechabed Rabbi Yosef Karo to pass him like him even though you're convinced that he's wrong. Yeah, the Vilna Gaon can say such a thing. He was convinced that he had Raya's Brewer Shen Aleim Tshuva and every issue in Halacha, every Machlaik in Sarishanim. Most people are not so convinced 100% that their Psak is correct. So if they find it says in Shulchan Aruch not so, they'll probably paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. They'll assume that they made a mistake. But that's famous from Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Shem Hagro, that if you are mevar what the din is, and it comes out not like Shulchan Aruch, you're not permitted to paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Laseda Pnei Godol. Laselach Rochel Ba'amecha is the prohibition against talking Rechilus. There's Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Lashon Hara is, I tell you something negative about someone else. I tell you, that person, he's an idiot. Or he's a slob. Or he's a miser. Or something, whatever, something like that. That's Lashon Hara. Rechilus is, I tell you what he said about you behind your back. Aselech Rochel Bamechem. That's an Issa Rechilus. Chavetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen, he wrote the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is all about, one half is about Rechilus, one half is about Loshen Har. And he has all the dinim. Samar Adam Reyecho, you're not allowed to stand by idly when someone else's life will be lost. You have to save the other person's life. The Sifro, Toros Kahanim, and this Pasik has an additional level of interpretation, that the word Dam sometimes means Momen. Damim Tarti Mashma. The Hebrew expression goes, damim tarti mashma. The word damim sometimes means the blood circulation that keeps you alive. So, l'saben adam riecho, don't stand idly by when someone else's blood is being shed. You have to try to save his life. L'saben adam riecho, the Sifra has an example. If I see a flood is about to reach your farm and it's going to destroy your field, and I can prevent it from happening, I can put some sandbags there, or I can call you up on the phone, or I can call 911 and ask them to come and do something and prevent this accident from happening. So that too is included in Lasam and Adam Reyech, because Dam doesn't only mean Dam im Tarti Mashma, has two meanings. Dam means Mammon. Now let us stand by when someone else's Mammon is about to be destroyed. When people learn Bava Kama, so usually they discuss, where is there a Pasuk Chumash that said there's an Issa Lahazik? Where is there an Issa Lahazik? Rav Soloveitchik said the first day when we learned Bava Kama, this Pasuk, Samar Adam Reyecha, if you're not allowed to stand by idly when the river is going to flood the other guy's farm, so certainly you're not allowed to make the flood. You're not allowed to destroy the farm. It's certainly a violation of Samar Adam Reyecha. Achayach tachayach es amisecha, a mitzvah to give tachacha. You have to give tachacha whenever someone is doing something wrong and you think that there's a chance that he's going to listen. You have to give tachacha. If I know for sure the guy's not going to listen to me, right now he's doing the aver b'shogeg, and if I'll give him tachacha, he's so far from shmiras hamitzvahs, there isn't a chance that he's going to listen to me. So then the Gemara says, "Kishem shemitzvah loy medar ba nishma kach mitzvah shaloy lomar tovah she'ena nishma." Why does it say kishem? Just like so too, there's a Mishnah in Bracha that says, "Kishem shemivarchem ala toy v'kach mivarchem ala ro." So the Gemara says, "Why do you say kishem? It's a different Bracha. When a wonderful thing happened, you say either shachyanu v'atoy v'ameitiv, depending how many people are sharing. If my father died and I get the whole Yerusha, I'm the ben yochid, then I say shachyanu." If I die and I share the Yerusha with my brothers and my sister, then it's Atov Ametiv. If it's a Hatova that's shared by other people. If the whole neighborhood needs rain and it finally rains, so you say Atov Ametiv. My farm things are going to grow and everybody else's farm things are going to grow. But if I'm the only one in the whole neighborhood and it finally rained and the rain only affected my farm, it didn't help anybody else, so then you say Shechyanu. So the Mishnah says, "Kishem shemavorcham al atav v'kach mavorcham al arod." Why kishem? When a wonderful thing happens, so you say either shachyanu atav ametiv. When a tragedy occurs, you say baruch dayan emes. That's not the same bracha. So why do you say kishem? Gemara says that you have to recite the bracha dayan ha'emes b'simcha. What do you mean b'simcha? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina in the commentary on the Rif on brachas, the last parak on brachas. We're supposed to have a munah that koma dobi rachmona letaba of it. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is letaiva. So we're supposed to have a munah that everything is letaiva. So even if a tragedy occurs, we have to recite the bracha baruch dayinu emes, because according to our perception, it's a tragedy. But according to our munah, we're supposed to believe that it's letaiva. So we're supposed to recite the bracha dayinu emes b'simcha. Not so easy to recite the bracha b'simcha. In the Sefer Tanuas HaMusar, remember when it first came out, my father liked it very much. It's a 5-volume set by Dov Katz. His son Rav Katz was a prominent Magashir. I think he's still in Hakotel or Breakaway. I'm not sure. Used to be in Hakotel many years ago. He used to give the shir in HaKotel for the Koilo. That was his father, was Dov Katz. So he put out the 5-volume set on Tenuas HaMusa. It gives the historical background and what the Shitas of Rabbi Sol Salanter, what everything is all about. So I remember my father liked it very much, and he encouraged me that I should read it as well. So it was taka very good. So, that's the Shaila. How does the Gemara say, Kishem she mitzvah loy madova hanishma? Kishem. The same way it's a mitzvah to give tochocha, kach mitzvah, shalolo madova shein hanishma. If I know for sure the fellow is not going to listen, then you should not give tochocha. Why is it kishem? Why is it the same? So I remember Rav Soloveitchik said, the whole idea of tochocha is that you should, the fellow's doing an averi, you should try to convert the rosha into a tzaddik. If the fellow's doing the averi now, but he's b'shogeg, he doesn't know that it's also. But he's so far from shmiras hamitzvahs, he's not going to listen. There isn't a chance that he's going to listen. So if I'm going to give him tochocha, I'm going to tell him it's an averi, so I'm converting him from b'shogeg to a mezid. I'm making him do the Aver B'mezit. So that's what the Gemara says, Kishem she'mitzvah lo'dam ra'nishma, just like there's a mitzvah to give tochocha to convert a rosha into a tzare, kach mitzvah, the same mitzvah, she'lo lo'am adobar, she'eno nishma, if you know for sure he's not going to listen. Now he's doing the Aver B'shogig, so basically he's not a rosha. I'm going to give him tochocha, I'm going to make the tzarek into a rosha. Right now he's a tzarek. I'll be converting him into a rosha. So that's part of the mitzvah of Al-Chayach Tachiyach. Rabbi Sol Salanter was a lot in tochocha. You have to know how to give tochocha, and Tiros HaMusa writes a lot about that. Then the Torah has the mitzvah, v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, I should take care of other people's needs and treat them as if they were my own needs. The Ramban writes that this is the basis of all of the mitzvahs b'nadam l'chavera. I have to take care of other people's needs as if they were my own needs. So there's a Gemara, the Gemara says, let's say a guy is driving his automobile and he has his luggage on top. He's driving quickly and he has a license plate that says Daf Yomi or something. So obviously he's a Jewish person. And then the luggage falls off and it falls into a cemetery. And I'm honking my horn, I know who it is, and he's not stopping. He's gone so fast. So am I allowed to stop? I'm a Kohen. Am I allowed to stop and go do Hashavas Aveda? I know where he's going. Should I pick it up? So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to. We learn that from the Pasuk that you're not always Mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda. If it's a Kohen, v'hu b'beis ha'kvaris, you don't. So the Gemara says, you don't need a Pasuk for that. Midachin and Isura mikami mamoina. There's a din of Esed Dechal Oisesei, but it doesn't apply by mitzvah ben Adam Machaveira. All the mitzvah, Ramban explains over there, all the mitzvahs ben Adam Machaveira are called Mamayna, and ben Adam Amakim is called the Yisura. So you're going to say the mitzvah sesei of Hashavas Aveira is going to be Dechad or Loisese of Tumas Kahanim. There is no such thing. Midachin and Yisura, Mikami Mamayna. Mitzvah ben Adam Machaveira cannot be Dechad mitzvah ben Adam Amakim. Why not? So the Ramban explains because the mitzvah ben Adam Machaveira are all based on v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. I should treat the other person's needs as if they were my own needs. So let's say I'm a kohen, I'm driving, and my luggage flies into the cemetery. Am I allowed to go into the cemetery to retrieve my own aved? Am I not allowed to? What's the heter? So I have to take care of other people's needs as if that would have been my own need. But if it would have been my own need, I have no heter to go. Not allowed to be metamel mason because of a hefsid moment. See, not allowed to be metamel mason for anyone else's either. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, there's a din of Oynes and Mefata, so they both pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So the din is, the Oynes has an additional din. The Oynes, we can't visualize this. Apparently in the days of Tanakh, if a girl would be raped, no one would want to marry her. So the girl would want to marry the man who raped her. Today you would think the girl, anybody else in the world, is never going to marry him. He's a meshuganim. But in the days of Tanakh, that's part of the punishment of the ma'anis. If she wants, we force him to marry her. If she wants, if she doesn't want, is nisht. So the question is, what if he's a kohen and he raped a girl who's a grusha? Or what if he's a mamzer and he raped a girl who's a ksheira? What if she's a mamzeris? So there's also a din of loisi eliyisha loyisha l'shachah kol yomav. Do you say ese deicha loisese? The ese of loisi eliyisha is deicha de loisese of marrying a grusha, of marrying a mamzeris, and so on. So the Gemara says no, because the Gemara says in Ksubas, if the girl says, I don't want to marry him, then the whole essay doesn't apply. But the girl says, I do want to marry him. Why do you say, since if the girl would have said, I don't want to marry him, there wouldn't be an essay? So therefore, even though the girl is chalashing that he should marry her, the essay doesn't apply. Why not? So the Ramban explains why. Tesis works hard. Tesis stands on the head to give a different shot. But the Ramban says, no. If the girl can be moichel, that's a haychocha, that the mitzvah of lois eliyisha is a mitzvah bin adam lachaveroi. And once I declare it's a mitzvah bin adam lachaveroi, then the other klala applies. Midachin and isura mikami mamoin. A mitzvah bin adam lachaveroi is never decha an avera bin adam lamokim. So the Gemara just proved that since the Yomer loy beina, if she says, I don't want to marry him, isi that's a klal, that's just a haychocha, that lois eliyisha is bin adam lachaveroi. And bin adam lachaver is a never doicha bin adam lamokim. That's the Ramban's pshat. He says all mitzvahs of bin adam lachaver are all rooted in the pasuk. After rachakamach, you have to take care of other people's needs, as if they would have been your own needs. Next pasuk is a discussion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We know it's famous. There are seven mitzvahs bnei noach. The mitzvahs were given to Adam Rishon. Vaytzava shalom kim al ha'odom. Six of the seven were given to Adam Rishon. He wasn't given, the Rambam quotes in Gemara, he wasn't given the mitzvah of Eiv Menachai because he had to be a vegetarian till the days of Noach. Human beings weren't allowed to eat any meat. After the Mabul, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted Adam Rishon to eat meat. Ki era kesev nesati lechem es kol. Just like you were always allowed to eat fruits and vegetables, and now you're allowed to eat meat also because human beings, Noach saved all the animals by the Mabul and the Teva. So he has a right to shech the animals and eat them. So then the mitzvah of Eiv Menachai was given to Noach. So that's why we call it seven mitzvahs Menach. Until the days of Noach, there were only six mitzvahs. Then it became seven mitzvahs. So that's all the Ummah Salam have is only seven mitzvahs. The Gemara says there are a few more. Why weren't they included in the number of seven? So the Gemara says the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, there the death penalty is supposed to be given. When the Nochri violates any of the seven mitzvahs Menach, supposed to put him to death. In the additional prohibition, there's no death penalty. So the Gemara says, what are some of the additional prohibitions? The Gemara says, Harboaz behemus, Harkovas ilonis. This pasuk has Chukosei Tishmaru, Chukim Shachachakti Luchakvar. I want the Jewish people to observe the Chukim that I already gave centuries ago to Noach. What is that? Not to breed two animals. So shatnez, that doesn't apply to the Muslim, but the first two, applies even to the Ummas Ha'olam. This is quoted by the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Lulav, when it says you can't use an Esrik HaMurkav. Why not? So we usually assume Esrik HaMurkav is not acceptable because it's not the min esrik. It's a half esrik and a half lemon. If they did a hybrid between esrik trees, the esrogim don't grow so well. So if you graft a branch of an esrik tree on a lemon tree, the esrogim will be better. It'll grow more. It'll grow better. But you're not allowed to graft it. So the Ramogan Avram is the first one who quotes that you're not allowed to use an esrik HaMurkav. He doesn't say the reason of what we say. It's chaser, it's not a full esrik. It's 50% esrik and 50% lemon. He doesn't say that reason. So he says, because it's a mitzvah bo b'avera. Because even if a goy did the breeding, the hybriding of the two trees together, a lot of times they breed it with an ilan srak. With an ilan srak. So you can't even say that it's half esrik and half something else. The other Elon is an Elon's rock doesn't have any peiros. It's all esrig. But still, you violate, it's still an Issa deraisa of Hakovas Ilanis. So the Magen Avraham says you're not allowed to use it because that's a mitzvah bobavir. So many take issue with that. They think that's not a good example of mitzvah bobavir. But they agree with the din. The Raman quotes that din. That B'nai Noach have, in addition to the Shevi Mitzvah, they have a couple of other additional mitzvahs as well. And the reason why they're not included in the list of the Sheva, because there's no death penalty on them. But they are Taka Yedinim Deraisa. Bega Klaim Shatnas Layalo Alecha. The Gemara has in the beginning of Yevamos that there are two prohibitions in Shatnas. There's an Issa Lasilba Shatnas. You're not allowed to wear clothing that is Shatnas. Bega Klaim Shatnas Layalo Alecha is called Ha'alo'o. Let's say I go to sleep at night and I have a blanket that's Shatnas. You don't say that's not called Levisha. I'm not wearing it as clothing. Or let's say I sit in a barber chair and he puts a sheet on top of my clothes so the hair shouldn't get all over my clothing. And the sheet that he puts on top of me is Shatnas. So that's an Isser of Ha'aloh. It's not an Isser of Levisha, it's an Isser of Ha'aloh. The Gemara says that one is only a violation of the Issa Ha'aloh if it's Ha'aloh Sheyesh Ba Hano'ah. Let's say sometimes you're walking in Manhattan and you see somebody carrying 20 dresses on his back from one store to the other. The same store has two branches, and one store they sold out all the dresses, so they need another 20. So someone schleps, so sometimes they move it on a coat rack that has wheels, so you don't have to carry it on your shoulder, but sometimes they carry it on their shoulders. So let's say the clothing is Shatnas, we're selling at the Nochrim, so there's no issue of Lifneiva. Shatnas is Mutabano, Kaloi HaKerem is Osabano. But Shatnas is Mutabano, you're not allowed to sell it to a Jew. That's Lifneiva. They say, Nimash, I'm selling it in Harlem, all the customers are going. But if I'm carrying the clothing on my back, that's a Shailav Ha'aloa. So the Gemara says, is it Asa Ramuta? It's only Asa Haloa, Sheyesh Bohano. If it's chilly outside, and I put it on my back in order to, an additional kavan is, I want to keep warm. Or the sun is beating down, very hot, and I want to pull it over my head to protect me. I don't want to get a sunstroke. So I do Haloa with Shatnas in order to protect me. So if it's Haloa, Sheyesh Bohano, then it's an Isa. Haloa, Sheyesh Bohano, let's say I'm just carrying the dresses. I'm not getting any hanor from it. Then it's mutter. So there's a machlokes, the Rambam, the other Rishonim. What about Levisha? What if I try on a suit to see if it fits? And if it fits, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to give it to the Shatnas man. I know it has Shatnas. I want them to remove the Shatnas, but I try it on now. So when you try it on, that's not called Levisha Sheyesh B'Hanor. He's not getting hanor's Levisha. He's just trying it on to see if it fits. Hanor's Levisha means I'm wearing the suit. So that's a machlokes. The Rambam holds that Levisha Shatnas is also even Ein Bo Hanor. Only Haloh is only forbidden. Haloh Abshat is only also if it's Haloh Sheyesh Bo Hanor. And the other Rishonim hold not so. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this machlokes. Chacham Avadya always make a lot of things with a Sfek Sfeika. So he writes about trying on a suit. So he says, if you know for sure that it has Shatnas, then he says you ought to be, the Sfardim at least, the Sfardim should be Choshish for the Rambam Shita, that it's an Yisur Shatnas. But if you're not sure if it has Shatnas, so then it's a Sfek Sfeka. Maybe there's no Shatnas in the suit at all, and even if there is Shatnas, maybe the din is not like the Rambam. One of Chacham Avadya's great-grandchildren was in my shir a couple of years ago. So he was an expert at making Sfek Svekas. In a half a second, he can make a Sfek Svek. He was so used to reading his great-grandfather's chuvas, he was into making Sfek Svekas. Chacham Avadya makes a lot of Sfek Svekas. Then you have the parsha of Shivcha Harufa. Shivcha Harufa, according to the Gemara, the Mishnah, and increases, as a chetzer Shivcha v'chetzer baschoirin. And she's an Eishes Ish. She's married to an Eved Ivri. She's an Eishes Ish. But the normal Eishes Ish is in, so where there's a full Eishes. So the Boil and the Nevelis both get the death penalty. Either they get Skila, or they get Chenik, or they get Sreifa, depending whether she's an Arusa Nesua, or Bas Koyin she's in. So. But if it's a Shivcha Harufa, she's only a Chetzi Baschorin, the Chetzi Shivcha is Enki Kedushin Tovsin. Chetzi Baschorin is Kedushin Tovsin. That's only a partial issues. So we call it in the yeshivas, we call it Kiddushe Osham. It's not Kiddushe Misa, it's not Kiddushin that's going to lead to Achiv Misa, it's Kiddushe Osham. The one who's Baal Shivcha Harufa, Bein Meshagig, Bein Merezid, has to bring Asham Shivcha Harufa. There are six Ashamas. Asham Shivcha Harufa is one of the six. So this is Kiddushe Osham. So the Gemara in Gittin has a suffix. What if a man, an everyday, let's say, a man is Mekadosh Shivcha Harufa? Shivcha Harufa means Ches Shivcha Ves Baschorin. And someone was Mekadosh, and said, the Torah said a Chiddush, that the Kiddushin is Chal HaChatzon. It's like a Chotzi Shir of an Isash. It's only a partial Eshish. It's not Kiddushin Misa, it's only Kiddushin Osham. And then the Odon is Meshacher her, so now she becomes a complete Baschorin. And now regular Kiddushin Atovsin. So you can't have Kiddushe Osham, you can't maintain Kiddushe Osham on a regular Shivcha Shenis Gaira, Shivcha Shenis Tachara. So what do you say? She originally had Kiddushe Osham because in Eved Ivri Yisrael was Mekadosher, and now she became Nishtachara. So now you can't maintain that Isha. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Would you say the Kiddushin are paki, the Kiddushin vanish into thin air? Because a regular Mishuchreres can have such a Chotzi Shira of an Ishus. Or should you say, no, Gamre? She was an Ishus Ish before partially, so now the Ishus matures and it develops on its own, it becomes an Ishus Ish Gemura. So now she's still married to the same person as before, but now she'll be Mizana, she'll be Chayv Misa. So that's a Machlekes in Digma, whether they say Gamre or Pake. Or they say the Kiddushin is Paka, because you can't retain it the way it is now. A Shivcha Shenishtachura can have a Kiddushe Osham. So you say the Ishus matures and it becomes the Ishus Gemura, but you say Pake just vanishes into thin air. So the Rambam paskens that it's Gamri, and he brings a proof. How does he prove it? The Gemara is Sofik, the Gemara is Shaila, the Machlekes, but the Gamri are Pake, the Machlekes on the level of the Raisa. So the Rambam proves that the din is Gamri from a din derabbanan, that there is a din if a girl is a Ketana. If a girl is a ketana, so her father has the ability to marry her off. As bita nisat alish hazeh, ha'av zakeh bita b'kiddushah b'kesef b'shtaru b'bir. This is Mishnah Ksubas. The father has the right to marry off the daughter, even if she's a ketana. It's not right. The Gemara said it's not right. It's not a smart idea, because she may not be happy with the marriage. She's only 10 years old, and when she gets a little older, she's going to say, I don't like this guy. He's too old for me, or whatever. She's stupid, whatever. But strictly speaking, the father is Mekadosh Bita Kaneschal. What happens if the girl is a Yisayma? She has no father. So the mother or the older brothers have the right to marry her off. That's Kiddushin Derabbanan, but she can be Memayin. That's called Kiddushin Miyun. It's Kiddushin, it's not Kiddushin that requires a get. It's Kiddushin, if she wants to break it up, she can, even if she agreed originally to the marriage. She can go to a bezdin later and say, I'm not happily married and I want you to annul a marriage. And me and Azoika the Ishus Lamafreya. It's considered as if she was never married at all, and she can even marry her first husband's brother. Because it's considered as if she was never married. So the Rambam says, what happens if the girl is a ketana and the father is not alive? She's a Yisayma ketana, and he see you ima v'yacheha. Either the older brothers married her off or the mother married her off. So it's only Kiddushin the Rabbana lends itself to Miyun. But then the girl becomes a Gedolah. The girl, she's no longer a Ketana. She already becomes, she had a Bas Mitzvah party. So she can still do Miyun. So the Gemara says, no, she can't do Miyun. The Ishus matures by itself and she becomes an Ishus Ish Gemura. So the Rambam says, we paskin by the Chetz Yeshivcha v'Chetz Baschorin. It's a kiddushe osham, and in the machlekes, but they say gamri apaki when the odin is meshacher her, she becomes a meshacheres legamri. So the Rambam thinks that we should paskin gamri, the kiddushin completes itself, and he brings the raya from kiddushe ketana that the girl can only be memayin kolzman she is a ketana. Once she becomes a naira, she no longer has the ability to be memayin. Why? Because he can't retain the issues the way it is, because a gedolah can't have kiddushin miyun. There is no such thing. So either you got to say Gamri or say Paki. So what's the din on the level of the Rabbanon that you say Gamri? I say she remains an Eish Yisish Gemura mid the Rabbanon. She's only an Eish Yisish mid the Rabbanon. She didn't become an Eish Yisish mid the Torah. She's only mid the Rabbanon, but she's an Eish Yisish Gemura mid the Rabbanon. She's no longer a Mixas Eish Yisish. Just like on the level of the Rabbanon, so too on the level of the Raisid by the Shivcha Harufa. How can you prove what the din is from a din de Rabbanon? You prove what's the din on the level of the Raisa. So we had in the end of the second parak in Bava Basra, there was a Gemara where the Gemara was talking about a din de Raisa that you have to leave area around every city, Elefama Saviv, where you're not allowed to plant any trees. You're not allowed to plant the vegetable, but you are allowed to plant trees. Mar said, how do you know you're allowed to plant trees? Maybe just like you're not allowed to plant vegetables, you're not allowed to grain, maybe you're not allowed to plant trees either. So Mar proves it from a din de rabbanon, that if you have a karpif, so if you have trees growing there, it still has a din of a, it doesn't have the din of a karpif. If you have vegetables growing, then it has a din of a karpif. So the Mar proves, what's the din de raisa from a din de rabbanon? How can you prove from a din de rabbanon what the din de raisa is? So we mentioned, Bachanav Asman writes in the Sefer HaNivam, it's Kavit Sa'aris, because we assume called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the raisa Tikkun. All the din of the rabbanon have to be patterned after some din de raisa or another. See, if there wouldn't have been such a din de raisa that distinguishes between planting trees, planting vegetables, it wouldn't make sense that the Chachamim should make such a difference regarding Karpath. So the fact that that there is such a difference in the Din Rabbanon showed the Amoraim that there's a difference on the level of the Raisa between the two. So that's what the Rambam is saying over here. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Because the Mishnah has a lot of trouble with this Rambam. The Rambam proves that the Din is Gamri by the Chetz Yishivcha, the Chetz Pascharen, from a Din Rabbanon of Miun. How did he prove what's a Din Raisa from Din Rabbanon? Rav Soloveitchik explained, like that Gemara in the end of the second parak in Bava Basra, that it has to be called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So it must be that the Dinim Derabbanon by Kiddush and Miun, a pattern after the Dinim Deraisa by the Chetz Shrifcha, the Chetz Basram. So that's how the Rambam proved that we should paskin that it's Gamri, it's not Paki. The Gemara learns that from a drosha, from the Pasuk, that the Din of Shivcha Harufa applies even if the man is a cotton. Has to be Menteisha Shani V'Emechad. If he's younger than Menteisha Shani V'Emechad, his name be Yosabiyah. But he's not yet Bar Mitzvah. So the din still applies. What din still applies? So the Rambam and the Raivin have a machlokes. The Rambam says that the din that he has to bring Hasham Shivcha Harufa even applies if he's a cotton. A cotton is usually Allah Baronshin. So why? He's Mukhayif to bring Hasham Shivcha Harufa because the Avera that he did when he was only 10 years old. The Ravid says, HaKotan Zalab Aronshin. Why do you hold him responsible? Why do you make him bring an Oshem? The Rambam understood, you have to bring an Oshem. He said, the kid is Zalab Bardas till he's Bar Mitzvah. He can't bring the Hashem Shivcha Harufa till he becomes Bar Mitzvah. But he's Mukhiv to bring an Hashem Shivcha Harufa after he becomes Bar Mitzvah for the Avera that he violated, Bikach Nusot. The Ravid says it can't be. So according to the Ravid, what does it mean? Your Marba Kotan has the same din. It means that she... The boil, the one who's boil Shivcha Harufas, did an Aveira, he was boil Eish Yisish, he has to bring an Osham, Hasham Shivcha Harufa, and she gets Malkus. The Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus. So that's what the Ravid says, not only does she get Malkus, if the one who was boil her is a Bar Mitzvah boy, even if he's before Bar Mitzvah, as long as Batesh Shadu Emecha Biyasabiya, then she'll get Malkus. But he won't be Chayva. The Ravid argues with the Rambam. He won't be chayv Hashem Shivcha Harufa. He's a cotton, cotton's a la baronchen. How can you be mechayv him to bring an osham? Then the Torah has a din of orla and revai. If you plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 years is orla, and the fourth year is revai. So what do you do with your revai? You're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it b'kedusha v'tahara. Then the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulim, we darshan the word Hilulim as if it were written with a Ches, because the letter Hey and Ches are practically identical. An old Sifri Torah used to have the left leg of the Hey would be touching the bar on top. By us we have an empty space, but in many of the old Sifri Torah it used to be a thin line. A Ches was a thick line on the left side, when it touches the bar on top of the ches, and the hay was a thin line. So the Gemara says sometimes we darshan hay as if it were a ches. So kodesh hilulim chilulim. Chilul means to be poida. So we learn that from the pasuk that there is a possibility to be poida and that to revive. The same as being poida ma'aso sheni. So there's a comment over here from the Yonis ben Uzziel in the commentary that's known as Yonis ben Uzziel. We said several times not really by Yonis ben Uzziel. So he says, when you pay the net to revive, who do you give the money to? So the Pashto says you take the money yourself and you bring it to Yerushalayim and you buy food. So the Yonis ben Uzziel says you give it to the Kohanim. So this is, there's a whole literature in the days of the Gaonim, which are the 24 Matans Kuna. They have strange, no one ever heard of this one. I was talking to Rabbi Willig just before by the Suda. He didn't believe it. Never heard of this one, that it's from the Matans Kahuna. Okay, a Sedra full of dinim. We got it out of the Mincha. Okay.